Well, I thought we ended on that.
Which means we start with it, right?
We're going to start with satisfaction. You should be jamming.
Spoilers.
Oh, I'm just noodling on G major 7. I was on Unravel, but then it unraveled into G major 7.
Listening to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC FM 90.7 Catskill, Acre, Hudson, and we are your once a month ukulele essential show. Tonight, as typical, you're being hosted by Carmen Borgia.
John Sturman.
Hold on. John, we gotta get your mic up, baby. That's not on you, that's on me. Okay, you're five. One, two, three, four. Try it now.
How about that? Well, hi, everybody. John Sturman here.
All right. We got John Sturman, and we have Katie Raftery.
Hello.
Also, who's... So we're a trio this evening, and we have a couple of major orders of business here. First of all, we want to thank WGXC for hosting us, and I would like to point out that this is the spring fundraising drive for WGXC, and so we're hoping that if you're listening to us, that you will pitch in a little money to WGXC to help them out a little bit. They're asking for a measly $5 a month. I mean, I don't know. That's barely my Pepsi budget, so, like, for a day and a half. So, you know, I'm going to take the money from Pepsi, put it over to GXC. That happened, actually, the last cycle. So, if you would care to support community radio for open ears in the Hudson Valley, if the type of organization you like is the type of organization that will allow a bunch of knuckleheads like us ukulele fanatics to, you know, sit and play some songs and that sort of thing in public, then, you know, you should give them some money, because they deserve it, because you need it, we need it, everybody needs it. All of our needs are getting met. Okay, so.
I want to just add one thing to this.
That, yes, John, please.
As we, you know, what we're working to do is to actually do away with fund drives. And if we get up to our $5,000 a month target of sustaining supporters, we won't need to do fund drives, or money will be taken care of. And we're so close. We need just a few people. And so, you know, if one, two, three people that are listening to our show tonight become a sustaining supporter, it will mean everything. We'll get our job done, and we'll support WGXC and allow this kind of programming in our community to continue and foster.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I subscribe. I give them money every month. And then... I got to tell you, they have some pretty high quality swag, which does kick in. So I go for the hoodie sweatshirt. I have the green one, so, you know, don't get that one because that's my color. But they have a black one, and you can order that. They're I'm not even going to say, but you give them some money, it's totally like, I don't know, it's worth it. So
the rest of the stock of that green sweatshirt is going to be hanging out somewhere.
I'm going to buy all those. Okay, so okay. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so because I need another one, because you know how it is. You get the hoodie, and, you know, I mean, it's not...
You lose a little weight, and you need other sizes.
Well, and also, what happens, you know, when some of the, you know, peanut butter from the peanut butter sandwich ends up on the, you know, sort of the marsupial zone of the hoodie. And, you know, then, I don't know, it's a downhill battle from there. And, you know, COVID has really been probably good for hoodies, because I don't think I left that hoodie for weeks on end at times. Pretty much just stitch me into that sucker.
It's been a good time for hoodies.
It's been good, man. See, every silver lining is a cloud. Okay, so let's see. The three of us, are merely the most current eructation of the Ukulele Catskill musical mob. We meet every Saturday, we were doing it in person before COVID, and then we were doing it virtually, and hopefully we'll be doing it in person. Sporadically, we're doing it in person last summer, and we get together. Look, here's the deal. We're here to jam, okay? We're here to play uke. We come in peace. We don't want people to be mad at us, so we'll go do it in a room. We don't have to go, like, be in the middle of the street, or we don't have to have a car with a booming system. Not that that's a bad thing. But, you know, we're like, we gather in a room and we play a bunch of songs that we like. So that's what we do. It's a self-selecting group. It's like a club. Anybody can do it. If you're into the ukulele, you can track us down. We're ukulelecatskill.com, and it's, you know, we post the songbooks up. So what we do, our pedagogical approach, is that how it's pronounced, Katie?
Pedagogical?
Pedagogical approach is we don't play too many songs. So we have about 250 songs in four books that we pull from. It's a lot of songs, but there's a certain amount of repetition, which means that, you know, if you play on the road again, like six times a year, it will be better the sixth time than the first time.
That's right.
That's true.
This is...
You know, I started to keep track of the songs that we play. And,
yeah.
You keeping a tally?
No, but I'm going to start. I keep a list.
That'd be smart.
And we're going to start to see the tally in terms of, you know, what songs we do play. Now, it's no mystery. There's some songs that we love. We just love to play or we love to hear, and it comes out. So what we're doing is, what we've been doing in the last several months in this program is going through all these songs. And tonight, we're going to actually finish our fourth book, which
we've been playing through the songs in order. So it's so we have our first four books, which is our main oeuvre. And so we're on page 39 of book four. I can't get no satisfaction. Enki Kendo being the parenthetical intro, which is how this ended up on page 39. And so we're going to start with Satisfaction, which we pretty much grounded up in a not very good way last month when we wrapped up with this song. But fortunately for you, we get to do it again. And what was the other thing? I don't know if I have much to say about this, but it's... we're going through the book. Soon we'll be through book four, and then we have a couple little auxiliary books that we can work with after
that. One last thing. If you'd like to play along at home,
yes,
you can go to our website, ukulelecatskill.com, and download these books.
ukulelecatskill.com.
Mm-hmm. ukulelecatskill.com.
And you go to the tab that says, what is it, downloads?
Something like that.
Songbooks, downloads. There's not that many tabs.
No.
It's a WordPress site. Look, we're not ambitious that way, okay? We just like to play.
Yeah.
That's all we care about, you know?
My process of elimination, you will find it eventually.
Yeah,
yes.
It won't take you that long. And then there's four books. There's the four main books, 1, 2, 3, 4. They have fancy nicknames, like the second one is called U2, even though there's no U2 songs in it. And the third one is called Freedom, because I just think freedom's a crazy concept.
And we're playing out of Fortitude.
And
which
Fortitude,
is what we have.
Yeah, it's book four. We have Fortitude, and if you're listening to this, so do you. And also, yeah, if you're listening to this and you're in the group, we don't have to tell you, book four, babe, page 39. So, and this might be the first time we play Satisfaction correctly for more than a few bars. So, but
if we don't, it'll still go with the title of the song.
I'm not saying we're going to play the whole song correctly. I'm just...
I can't get no
page turn ate me.
It ate me, too.
That's okay, but you kept it going, I thought.
An attempt was made.
We need a post-game analysis of that one.
Yeah.
Okay, can we have a replay
if
on the
If you couldn't get no satisfaction, call in.
Yeah. I'm not saying I wasn't satisfied, but... Mm. Okay, so, okay, next... Okay, so we had another one here. This is very... Okay. Okay, so this is Seltzer Boy, Alan Sherman. This was brought in by Bob Goldberg. C minor sustained, cantorial. So I was discussing with Katie before, is this an old blues song or is it from someone's synagogue?
I think the answer is yes to both.
I'm just familiar. Seltzer Boy, it's not.
Yeah. No.
No.
Shelcha.
All right, so Alan Sherman. So we dig Alan Sherman, so that's good. So we had a little Seltzer Boy. Okay, so now we're rolling into... Okay, so this one's good. I love doing this song, but Katie's going to do it. And
we can also...
No, no. Well, we're going to do it together, because
oh,
I'm not leaving your hands
dry here.
Here. But you know, it is part of the problem of this song is that it's just the type is a little on the shy side.
Take it out of the binder.
Tiny. Take it out of the binder. Okay.
Hot tip for those of you at home who've printed it out.
Okay, let's see.
And then remember to put it back in. That's the stuff I forget.
Let me check my tuning. Hey, you're listening to WGXC FM 90.7, Catskill, Acre, Hudson, community radio for open ears. We're here in a non-hectoring fun. It just so happens to be a fundraising event that's happening. So send in some funds if you can. They really love this. We love the subscriptions. The subscriptions are awesome. If you can do that every month, even just if it's $5 a month, that's fantastic. So if you can swing it, we love it. They make us ukuleles possible. You will see they even allow us to do our financial pitch while we're tuning. So that way there's no wasted time. We don't take up the airwaves with hours of bloviating discussions about quality radio, such as happens on some radio stations.
That don't have ukuleles.
Let me just add, if you would like to become a sustaining supporter, go to WGXC.org, and there's buttons there to click, take you through. It's pretty painless. And taking a regular contribution, you don't even know it's gone. And we keep airways community.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, once you subscribe, here's what you do. So if you want to, it's like, here's where they find money in the couch these days, since there's no cash anymore, is you go scrub all your accounts and you find like two or three subscriptions that you got of things that, you know, you don't use anymore, that you forgot all about. It's like, you know, I don't know, whatever the streaming services of the thing. I don't want to pick on your favorite thing, but maybe it's the thing that came and went, right?
Like the one that has the shows you don't watch.
Yeah, yeah. I shut down my Spotify subscription just for the heck of it because of the Joe Rogan thing. And, you know, I'll probably subscribe again one day, but, you know, up there, so they bite. You know? So,
it's made me buy Joni Mitchell albums on an actual CD.
I'd rather shove my a little bit of money a month at WGXC than to give it to Spotify, because if someone's going to, like, spout off and say crazy things on the radio, at least they should be our people doing it.
That's right.
our very close friends here in the Hudson Valley, possibly even moi. All right. So enough of this craziness. Ukuleles unleashed. Son of a preacher, man. How's this go, Katie? You want me to... Who starts?
Yeah, you can start up.
Yeah.
horns in that song. Someone told me in a music course, the horns, when the horns come in, it always means the same thing. Horns. Horny.
Yeah. You know, you're not wrong.
I might not be wrong. Well, he was using there was a song in The Marriage of Figaro that...
was horny?
Well, because Carabino is being told that Figaro is singing to Carabino, well, you're a young person, and because you're screwed up socially, you're going to be sent off to war, and you're going to fight, and you're going to die. And, you know, instead of having fun with all the beautiful women and all the things that young people do, because you screwed up socially, we're sending you off to war, and you're going to miss the women, and this is how beautiful they are. And then when it gets to the section where there's this little instrumental break, all the horns pop in, which I was told was to signify Carabino's desire that will be unrequited, except that, you know, it's still the first third of the opera, so Carabino, it all works out. But
it's an opera.
Okay, so now let's get back to some religion here, so because you can't have too much of that. So we got flaming ukulele in the sky. Oh, let's see. Page 42 of Book 4. That flaming ukulele in the sky. I was a banker, cash was my need. I worshipped mammon, I bathed in greed. And then a vision flashed from my eyes, of a flaming ukulele in the sky. That flaming a preacher, I fell from grace. I naked at Mabel's place. I asked forgiveness, and God's reply was that flaming ukulele in the sky. Oh, that flaming ukulele in the sky, Lord. Stumble beneath the load. You sweat and toil will sanctify that flaming ukulele in the sky. Which one is going to get the sacrificial?
Ukulele.
Which, which you could be set fire to for this show. And the sound of angel wings. Okay.
So just so you know, here we are in the Carmen studio, and there's ukuleles hanging all over the place.
You know, you can't have too, a person cannot have too many ukuleles, in my view.
And, you know, many of our friends think that, too.
Well, enough of our friends that we feel that we're not totally nuts. So, okay, look at this. Here's me checking the stream. It was all doing pretty good there. Mm-hmm. So this is what I do. I lift off the headphones very gently, and I slowly sneak up the volume on the phone. I don't know. It sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Now we got Tree Song. This is a Bob Goldberg song. We performed this at his direction at the Drone Fest.
At the 24-hour drone held at the Basilica in Hudson.
Yeah, and this was
an extraordinary event.
It was a few years ago. It was super fun. And I think this the version of it we did ran maybe 15 minutes long. Was it something? Half an hour.
And we had 9 ukuleles and 9 accordions.
This will be the abridged version today.
Yeah, we're going to do, it's not going to be a half hour.
No.
I don't think.
Although we could do
it. You don't
know
yet.
How are we doing on time? The song is written for, you know, lots of ways to play.
Look, we like ukulele, and if it takes a half hour to play a song we like, then.
So be it. Yeah. I do love the directions in this. That's nice. Now play them again and hum along.
Yeah, then sing. And then when it gets to the coda, he says, G, da 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 da. It says, repeat ad finitum, then Ganuga already. So I think this is
beautiful.
Okay.
As we remember,
Thank you to Bob Goldberg for writing that.
Beautiful. And
it's a really beautiful song.
It is.
And for his support in our attempts at interpreting it. Okay, check your tuning here.
All right.
What time is it, people? What time is it?
It's ukulele time.
Yeah, that's the right answer every day.
At every time.
You're listening to WGXC-FM 90.7, Catskill, Acre Hudson. Ukuleles Unleashed. With your hosts, John Sturman, Carmen Borgia, and our special guest who's really pretty much here all the time,
Katie Raftery.
Thank you, thank you. Yes. We're the three-legged stool. You cut one leg off, the whole thing goes down. It's bad.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
That we're all here.
Yeah. And we have had Kyle Smith here in the past, and he was unable to make it this evening. How does this start, Katie?
Oh. While you are away, my heart comes undone. It slowly unravels in a ball of yarn. Devil collects it with a grin. Our love in a ball of yarn, he'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it. A ball of yarn, he'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it. So when you come back, we'll have to make new love. He'll never return it.
Beautiful, Katie.
Thank you.
It's really nice.
For those of you who are not a member of our special private club, that was page 44, book 4. Katie Raftery singing Unravel by Bjork. All right, so this brings us inevitably, as this often does, to page 45. We'll meet again. So we'll just do it instrumentally from the top of.
The end of Doctor Strangelove.
I haven't watched that movie in ages.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
But, you know, they're singing this song.
Is it We'll Meet Again that it ends with?
I believe so, yeah. And
I completely forgot.
Drop it an A-bomb. It's amazing.
That sounds right.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was this. I think it was this song.
I think it was. Well, in my mind, it was. If only there was a way to access information across the globe.
You get to fact check yourself before someone calls in.
Yeah. Right? Well, we didn't give any phone numbers. There is the website, WGXC.org, where you, as a listener, can become a sustaining supporter. Clicking the button, send us some money.
Page 46, book 4, what did you learn in school today? Oh, we're going to just do it instrumentally, see if we can acquaint ourselves with the situation. What ba 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 ba. So let's slow it down a bunch more. Ah, oh, what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine?
Was written by Tom Paxton, right? Played by Pete Seeger?
Yeah.
1963.
It's still,
you know, just
today.
Looking at it today is so appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
our leaders are the
That's what they say about classics is
it's election
that,
day.
You know, there is no progress in the arts because humans stay the same in some ways and they
yeah.
keep needing these artistic. Not artistic, but
yeah, that one still hits.
Ways to vent off the frustration and obviousness and craziness. Let's see here. Let's see. Let me tune up again. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Page 47.
This one is also still relevant.
They don't marry a railroad man. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about being a mole in the ground. Hmm. Well, yeah. Hmm.
Well, now I'd say don't marry a tech worker.
Yeah.
That's why I'm single.
They don't settle down. They don't leave their basement. They think, you know, they'll spend any amount of money on a mechanical keyboard.
And NFTs.
NFTs. I'm only interested more in the FTs than the NFTs, just for the record. Someone asked me, they were asking for a description of a course I was teaching in sound, and they said, what can make it sexy? I said, add the word blockchain. Anyway. And we're going to be set.
So Google has verified for me that We'll Meet Again is the end of
Dr. Fantastic. Oh,
instrumental still. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba. Ba-da. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-ba-ba. Well, I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. A lizard in the spring. I'd hear my true love sing. I wish I was a mole in the ground. No merry railroad man. Oh, shovel people.
I didn't know there were vampires in this song.
Vampires? Well, Railroad Man. I think apparently Railroad Man isn't so good for you. Well, let's review. So my grandfather was a railroad man and he was a violent drinker. Mm. So I don't know. Maybe it was a stressful job or...
Was he also a vampire?
Well, I'll have to go check the recording I made that my mother... discussed various family secrets, but I don't recall that one.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, you're right. He's, this is definitely notched it up a bit. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to move on from the railroad to the coal mine because, and this is actually, okay, everybody, align your clocks to this moment, okay? This is the last song in book 4, which means we're going to have to break into the extra books.
Ooh.
get through. This is fantastic. We're book 49. It's right now just about 9 o'clock, which puts us at the halfway point of Ukuleles Unleashed.
Unleashed.
That's right. You just unhook the chain and off they go. We're going to take these suckers off the hook. You're going to wish you'd never met us, the Unleashed Ukuleles. With your host, Carmen Borgia.
John Sturman.
Katie Raftery.
And we're on WGXC Catskill Acre Hudson Radio for Open Ears.
Yes, and we're not ashamed to say that it is fundraising month here over at WGXC. And in their usual low-stress manner, we're just bringing it up. We're not trying to make anyone feel bad or say, you know, so just. But if anyone can spring for $5 a month, that's great. If you just need a sweatshirt, get one of the hoodies, or they have like a variety of cool stuff. But just buy anything from them. They're super appreciative of any support that you can give them. And they're the ones that, you know, let a bunch of knuckleheads like us on the air with ukuleles to, I don't know, work over some old Lee Dorsey songs. So here we got Working in a Coal Mine. This one, with this group, not so much a problem here tonight with this, but you can hear the moan of distress go up, and they're like, oh, why is there a B-flat? So this is a B-flat chord in it. For you non-ukulele, for ukulele civilians, okay, a B-flat is like the rock five for a beginning ukulele player.
Practice in the comfort of your home, where no one will know.
Well, you say no one knows, but your neighbors know. Someone will know.
You'll know.
You'll know.
Come on, we got through all of them.
Yeah.
Got through all. Well, we didn't do it in one one giant stretch.
It took some time.
It took a little time.
Were you expecting to do this in just a marathon?
Well, maybe next time. No, maybe next time. We'll get a whole 24 hours.
Last year, Carmen said, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad he did.
It was such a good idea.
Well, it's fundamentally out of laziness because then now I didn't have to plan anything. But now, what are we going to do next month? I'm so hosed.
Listen, this has been keeping me afloat for like the past year.
Good, good. So we'll make another. Yeah, we'll make another project.
A lot of really good ukulele music.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's music to be played. Nada.
Oh yeah.
And we'll I think we'll still include stuff because we should.
Yeah, I do have to say though, playing through all of these, I found some gems in here that were not on my radar before.
The nice thing about these books is that. A lot of the songs are brought in by various people in the group. Some of them have come and gone through the group. And so it's not like a top-down book. And so there's a pretty... It's eclectic. It's definitely kind of boomer eclectic, although, you know, it's very friendly to whoever brings in something. People are always like, wow, I can't believe you brought that in. The only thing we find is, you know, songs that are a little too complicated. I would say even the Frank Zappa song. And there's a couple of... you know, overly complicated. I shouldn't say overly complicated, but even though someone is like, oh, that's the best, I haven't heard that forever. So what we're going to do now is we're going to shift over into our gospel book. So we have, I think there's 14 songs
14
in here.
14 songs.
And so these are selected from the Father Leander Harding. There was a gospel jam book that was kicking around, and I distilled some of those down, my ukulele favorites out of that one, and put him in C or G. First one, Bill Staines, All God's Critters, got a place in the choir.
So did Bill Staines pass recently?
He passed, I think, a couple of months ago.
Oh.
And this is one of those songwriters. Bill Staines is a gentleman who I did a quick scan. I'm not very familiar with his work, but I did a scan through some of his songs, and I didn't hear a dud. There was like one great song after another. So a person really worth checking out. One, two, three.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, some sing loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, applause, or anything they got now.
Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do when the old cow grush grows moo. The dogs and the cats, they pick up the middle where the honey hums and the cricket fiddles and the coney waves and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing high, and some sing loud.
Fun.
Oh man, I'm trying to remember if I was on for that one. I may not have been. That must have been good for Serial.
Yeah, we've done. Serial song meaning to the civilian, to the uninitiated.
Meaning and delicious.
Come over here, we'll initiate you. the serial song would be when we're trapped on Zoom, we pick a song with a bunch of verses, and then a bunch of people do them in order. And that way it's sort of an exquisite corpse.
It was great. It was a really great thing to do. We had a lot of fun with it.
So this is Down in the Valley to Pray, page 2 of the Gospel book. Turn to page 2 of your Gospel books.
Of your hymnals.
Studying about that good old way.
as a good Jewish boy, I don't get to sing these songs very often. Except on ukulele.
Gospel songs, you mean?
As an agnostic,
yeah. Yeah, as
an agnostic. Well, you know, what can you do?
You know.
I get some church.
It's all the church you need. It's fine.
Yeah.
Others may disagree. It's okay. All right. Drifting too far from the shore. Okay, Charles Moody. Is Charles Moody? Let me check my tuning. Mm-hmm. Listening to Ukuleles Unleashed. 90.7 FM, Catskill Acre, Hudson, WGXC, ready for open ears. Hit the website if you're so inclined. Throw him a little money. Buy a little merch. They respond extremely well to appreciation of any sort.
And I'd also invite you to join us on ukulele. If you're a ukulele aficionado, and maybe you are if you're listening to this show, or maybe you're becoming one listening to this show, you can contact us at ukulelecatskill.com. And all our Zoom and other meeting information is always posted there, and we'd really be happy to have you join us.
This is Drifting Too Far from the Shore, page 3.
Drifting too far from the shore. from the shore.
All right, another nice, simple one, page 4. Give me the roses while I live. La pa 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 pa. Wonderful things the folks are saying when they have passed away. Roses adorn their narrow bed over the sleeping clay. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless are flowers that you give after the soul has gone. Are heard not by the dead, roses they cannot see. Let us not wait till souls have fled, generous friends to be. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Useless are flowers that you give after the soul. About the gospel book is it's got a lot of good stuff in it. It's succinct. Page 5, I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. bad and holy, I shall not be moved. Sanctified and holy, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the
What's next, people?
So fun to play. Well, this little ditty, this is one of those songs that's in the, you know, top 50 songs that we play.
More than, I would say top 10.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, yeah, this song is, so this is All Fly Away. So this is a favorite of some of the Uke.
A fan favorite.
Folks, gets requested many times, frequently.
Frequent closer.
I
is always good.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Well, gospel songs, you know. Death, slavery. Look on the bright side. Keep on the sunny side.
Keep
here we go.
Keep on the sunny side.
Yep. Through it, man. Next page over. Let the lower lights be burning. Okay, this is great.
You're tuned to WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson. Radio for open ears. You're listening to Ukuleles Unleashed with Carmen Borgia and John Sermon, and with us, Katie Raftery.
Raftery.
We're bringing you ukulele songs. We're in our gospel book, page 8.
Lights be burning, across the way. Some poor fainting, struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Dark the night, of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar, for eager eyes are watching, longing for the light along.
The guy drowning in the ocean waiting for the lights.
The seaman.
The seaman.
Yeah, well, he needs to be more careful.
You mean don't get on a sinking ship?
Or get off of it sooner. I don't know. The lower lights, I relate to that. Somebody's got to keep the lamps burning at home, right?
That's right.
All right, so this one actually requires a little NRG.
Oh, yeah. Time to wake up.
Sure I don't. Pass out in the middle of it. Okay, life is like a mountain railway. We will not do this at tempo deep bluegrass, which is like...
My fingers don't move that fast.
Yeah, you do it until the piston snaps. And then you're...
We have a harmonica.
Oh, do we ever. Not at the same time, so... Okay,
no.
So... Thank you. Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's great. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Oh, watch the curves of fills and tunnels. Never fall. Christ is your conductor on this lightning train of life. Always mindful of obstructions, I do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Oh, blessed Savior. Tuning. Uh oh. Dog on the floor, people.
Oh, extra special guest. Hi.
All right, Allison's making it down.
Yep. Hello, Radio World.
Hello, Radio World. Miss Allison says hi. And Marble. Miss Allison and Marble. Good morning. Has broken a shot here. This is good. Make it most of the way for the gospel book. Symmetry. It's very beautiful.
Oh, yes. I just turned my one to my pages.
My pump.
blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them singing, fresh from the
next one up. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, baby, for a minute. Got crazier things to deal with here. All right, let's see how we do here. I surely would. I stand on the rock where Moses stood. A Pharaoh's army got drowned. Whoa, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. A Pharaoh's army got drowned. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smote that water with a 2x4. War Pharaoh's army got drowned. War, war, Mary, don't you weep. Well, oh, no, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. A Pharaoh's army got drowned. Sign. No more water, maybe fire next time. Hey, Pharaoh's army got drowned again. Whoa, whoa, Mary, don't you weep. Whoa, whoa, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Whoa, whoa, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Pharaoh's army got drowned. times by and by. Barrels out, we got drowned it. Well, oh, Mary, don't you weep. Take it though, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh,
you're
yeah.
tuned to Ukuleles Unleashed with John Sturman, Carmen Borgia, Katie Rafter,
and three ukuleles
on WGXC Catskill, Acre, Hudson Radio for open ears.
That's right. We're here for you people with the open ears, because all you closed ear people, you're listening to some other station.
You're not listening.
You can have any station.
I stand correct.
You're not listening. So.
Yeah.
By definition.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
We're in our fund drive, and you know, if you're so inclined, please be generous to the station. All you need, you know, we're asking for people to do a sustaining, being a sustaining supporter for $5 a month.
You can get closer to the mic, John. Somehow you've wandered away from it.
Oh yeah,
well, I shouldn't have put you on wheels.
You know, $5 a month is pretty painless, and it, and if we get enough supporters. These fund drives will go away, and all you'll get is just clear, clean WGXC coolness.
Refreshing.
Looks like we have time for one more.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
It's Precious Lord, page 12 of the Gospel Book. This is a book that the song duplicates. Pop, 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 pop. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, leave me on. When my way grows dream, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, my hand, precious Lord. You have been listening to Ukuleles Unleashed. Catskill.